emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God.
Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. We will give you three candidates, and then you get to vote on them, only if you vote on them responsibly, at 214-787-1310. Right out of the gate, it's a member of the Dunham & Miller Show. It's one Junior Miller.
Now, what is this all about?
Well, this was about a very unfortunate story of the death of Speedy Peterson via suicide. Mm. And you thought, because of his first name, that you would go ahead and do the Warner Brothers cartoon character joke series. And we decided to distance.
He was reeling from the suicide of a friend who shot himself right in front of Speedy Peterson only months before.
Jeez.
He had problems with alcohol and depression and admitted that he had his own thoughts of suicide, all stemming from a
childhood in which he was sexually abused.
And he lost his 5-year-old sister to a drunken driver.
Gosh.
I believe that friend of his that took his own life was also a skier, freestyle skier from Mexico, Speedy Gonzalez.
And never do surgery on yourself. Did you just do a Speedy Gonzalez joke?
No. It was an additional fact to the story.
A fact?
What I believe to be a fact.
What a bunch of wreckage there. Gordo going on to the next door, then realize what had just been said.
That brake is now jammed.
All right, I may have gotten some bad information from some wire service reports.
Really? I look at the same stuff you do. I never saw that on a wire story of any sort.
I don't know what to say then.
All right, there's Junior up for an e-break. Candidate number two is one Corby Davidson, who yesterday, after talking to one of the cocky softball players for the girls team that we played last night, he decided to go ahead and trash talk what he thought was the pitcher that we were going to face. Unfortunately, he started yelling at the pitcher who was going to pitch for us. And the pitcher that we were facing did go to Texas, so he thought he'd play the whole Sooner Longhorn thing, and it just turned into one big mess.
Why do they hate us? What did we do?
We didn't do anything.
We're nice.
Because, you know, that's just the thing between girls and boys, you know?
All right. You know what? I see them over there looking at us, all y'all over there. You're dead. You are all going down. No mercy anymore. Not putting up with any of your crap. What's the pitcher's name?
Stacy Shepard.
Stacy Shepard, are you over there? You over there, Stacy?
We need to talk to her.
Stand up, Stacy. Get a good look at this guy. Right here. Especially look at this shirt I'm wearing. Right? Sooner. I'm going to shove it right up your Longhorn ass, okay?
Whoa.
Gravy.
God.
Whoa.
You're going to take one of the...
Calm down.
You're going to take one of the ribs.
Dude, you're lucky she's on your team now that you just trash talked her.
Yeah, she's our pitcher, dumbass.
Yeah, she...
Come on over here.
What if she changes sides?
I was just going to let you go.
What was the girl for your team?
I'm just letting you go, man. You got on a little tangent. I wasn't stopping you.
Why'd you ruin that? I love you. We're besties.
Yeah.
Trash talking our own pitcher.
Horrible trash talking there. Not even knowing who's pitching for who, and it was very violent.
And luckily that didn't offend sweet Stacy. She went out and pitched a gem for us.
She was a really sweet girl.
She was our secret cervix.
Yeah. I don't think she likes that nickname. I don't think.
She didn't go by that?
No.
Oh.
Don't think so. And candidate number three is also from Team Hardline. It's one Mike Reiner. When they were discussing possibly the hidden music of Amy Winehouse that may be released here in a couple of months. Somehow Ryan's got on the trail of the Oregon Trail.
Here's my question, though. It's going to be like, remember when Chris Farley died and he had like half a movie in the can and it was with Matthew Perry about them exploring? It was like the Lewis
Wagons
and Clark.
East.
Like they got on Lewis and Clark's covered wagon and took off, and so they were discovering the West, basically. Right. And they decided to release it, and it was one of the worst movies ever made. If this is
so half of it was the movie, the other half was that 90s video game? That with wagons and stuff? No?
The Oregon Trail?
Okay. Oops. Yeah, Oregon Trail.
What?
They used to have a video game with that stuff. Oregon
How
Trail.
How would you know?
I think Ryan's just
my young
this
daughter had it. Oh, she yeah, she did.
Way to
love that thing.
A 90s video game.
It's a little esoteric.
A, they were surprised that Ryan's even knew of any sort of video game. But Oregon Trail.
I've never heard of that. Have you guys?
Oh, yeah.
No.
My kids used to play that all the
really?
Time. Yeah.
I don't remember. What was it for?
Basically, you tried to
Nintendo
make it
Nintendo or computer? What
That's
was it?
A computer game, yeah.
It's like when I was in middle school, we were talking about, you know, the Westward Expansion. You use this little computer game where, you know, you'd have a group of settlers. You try to get them across the Oregon Trail without them dying from Indians
died,
or starvation
yeah.
or dysentery.
Boy, yeah. It's not kick-ass enough to come out these days,
it's
is it?
It's pretty kick-ass. Look it up.
It's SG.
Whoa.
You know, right. you've always run into a dead end when right after you issue the line, you have to say, anybody? No?
Right,
nobody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those are your three candidates, Junior, Corby, or Rhines, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is Nick Skin Laden.
Yeah?
And I vote for Greg Miller. I'm calling from San Antonio.
That's not a bad Nick Skin line.
No, it's not. It's awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, first of all, congratulations on a great victory last night. Second of all, shout out to Race Week. And third, I'd like to vote for Dumbass Davis.
Dumbass David?
Davidson?
No.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio. Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm giving a vote for Ford.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Corby, Boomer Sooner.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Reginald Fife, Bornborn.
You're an idiot. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, Muter.
Hey, Tiger, how's it going?
My favorite part of Elon was her Oregon Trail.
Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Mr. Mike Reiner, because he's a genius.
Really? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Show me Slice Bornborn.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Am I on AM Radio?
Yes,
please
ma'am.
Go
yes,
away.
Ma'am.
My life
Don't go
is the
away.
Same
Keep
every
voting.
Single week.
Hey, Neegers. I want to vote for Corby, Snake, L. Davidson. Just so you know, love you.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hi, this is Billy Gilman. I want to vote for Craig because I'm really hot.
That's great. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner, shriveled up, cracking truck in the sack.
Yes. Well, we'll register that as a Ryan's vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Well, yeah, but you can't use that as a vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vote for Junior, and the Chris Farley movie was Almost Heroes. Wagon Seas was John Candy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for clearing that up. I was wondering that myself. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me the greatness of the great Corby, Oklahoma, Boomer, Sooner, Davidson III.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to send my condolences for you guys losing one of your own to Scarlet Beaver.
That's Ryan's vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the covered cervix of the vaginal slice Bornborn.
You're an idiot.
God.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I protest that Jerry Jones is not up for this because otherwise you'd think I was voting, but I'm really not. But I'll go ahead and vote for Craig Miller.
You say Craig Miller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
did.
Boy, is anybody close?
Yeah, we're all tied at four.
Wow.
Next
wow.
vote wins. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice Bornborn.
God.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Georgia's diarrhea pants.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious, dude.
Courage.
Why don't you go on a stand-up circuit with that crap?
Ooh, what a great comeback,
George.
I almost
said something else. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I vote for Junior, but at 5:45 this morning, you guys showed that y'all are the biggest idiots when it comes to finance.
Thank you. Time to talk about Thank that right you. Now, and we have a winner!
Yay.
Junior Miller wins the emergency break of the week.
We got a winner.
He was reeling from the suicide of a friend who shot himself right in front of Speedy Peterson only months before.
Jeez.
He had problems with alcohol and depression and admitted that he had his own thoughts of suicide, all stemming from a
childhood in which he was sexually abused.
Mm.
And he lost his 5-year-old sister to a drunken driver.
Gosh.
I believe that friend of his that took his own life was also a skier, freestyle skier from Mexico, Speedy Gonzalez.
And never do surgery on yourself.
Did you just do a Speedy Gonzalez joke?
No. It was an additional fact to the story.
A fact?
What I believe to be a fact.
So I heard something there. Did you almost bail when you heard the very depressing detail about the 5-year-old sister? But you decided just to plunge ahead and throw out Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah, almost bailed.
Aborted there? Yeah.
Almost bailed, and lucky for the P1s, I didn't bail.
How many is that for one Junior Miller?
You know, it's hard to make Gordon sound like the sensitive one, but you did it, Craig. And you now have 37 wins. You are 36 ahead of the violent P1.
Okay. It is 8:10 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just how do we pull off the miracle on grass? We'll tell you about it next.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.